USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden's campaign says the Democratic presidential nominee tested negative for coronavirus on Sunday. Biden, holding a rally in the battleground state of Florida and also participating in a town hall with Florida voters. The second of three presidential debates also set for Florida. Simone Sanders, Biden campaign's senior advisor, says the former vice president will be there.
We are looking forward to the debate on October 15th in Miami. It's a town hall, and as you know, Vice President Biden loves a good town hall, and we are hoping that President Trump can participate. We're hoping that he's medically able to participate. You know, that's up to his doctors to clear him. But Joe Biden will be at that debate.
Sanders speaking there on CNN. President Trump's physician, Dr. Sean Conley, says the president is feeling well and could be discharged from Walter Reed Medical Center as early as today. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Attorney General Bill Barr is self-quarantining after attending a White House event with officials who now have the coronavirus. The Justice Department says Barr has taken 4 coronavirus tests since Friday and all have been negative. Barr attended the White House event to announce a new Supreme Court justice. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has shortened his scheduled trip to Asia after President Trump tested positive for COVID-19. Pompeo is fourth in line to succeed the president behind Vice President Mike Pence and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Pompeo has tested negative twice for COVID-19 and says he's feeling fine. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom set to hold a news conference at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, giving an update on wildfires and the coronavirus response efforts in California. California wildfires have burned more than 4 million acres in what's already a record-setting fire season. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Vice President Mike Pence is set to debate Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris on Wednesday night. As far as the roles and responsibilities of a vice president, even during a debate, former vice presidential candidate Joel Lieberman says,
when you accept the role as vice president, and there were some sort of Democratic core constituency groups that were not 100% in favor of my selection, and what we said to them, I and then Vice President Gore, was the reality, which is a president should expect the vice president to argue with him if he disagrees on a matter in private. But once the president decides, that's it. And by the time you get to the debate, you know pretty much where your presidential candidate is. So really, you've got to reflect that. I suppose in a rare case you could say, here's what I think, but I'll do whatever the president says, because he's the commander-in-chief, he's the boss.
Lieberman speaking there on Newsmax. And a rare Monday night football doubleheader, as the Kansas City Chiefs will host the New England Patriots at Arrowhead Stadium, followed by the Atlanta Falcons heading to Green Bay to play against the Green Bay Packers. The Chiefs-Patriots game was moved because of a positive COVID-19 test. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.